spring for it. I know it sometimes it seems like it ain't going nowhere. I know it seems like the ministry being attacked sometimes. I know it seems like everything around you being attacked. Oh, my God. You've been attacked as being a leader, as being a head, and as being a head of a flock. But guess what? He's getting ready to do a new thing. Come on here. God ain't going to let you go down. He won't let you go down. His word in you can't go down. Hallelujah. So therefore, that's why he's getting ready to do a new thing in you. When the enemy think he got us in one way, God allow us to spring up, hallelujah, in another way, because he's doing a new thing. Praise God. He's doing a new thing within you. He's doing a new thing within you. Come on, shake yourself and let the devil know he's doing a new thing in me. Because guess what? The yoke has been destroyed. The burden has been lifted. Come on here. Well, all that you have thrown at me, and I'm not magnifying the devil. All you have thrown at me, all you have tried to do, God allow me, because he's doing a new thing in me to spring forth from that. He's doing the work in me. He's doing the work through me. Hallelujah. Behold, I will do a new thing. Hallelujah. He's doing a new thing within you, my brother. He's doing a new thing within you, my sister. Hallelujah. Because why? The burden's been lifted. The yokes have been destroyed. Hallelujah. The hands of the enemy, hallelujah, has no authority over you no more. Behold, I'll do a new thing. Come on here. You're too far in the deep. God bless you. Evangelist Mara, you're too far in the deep. You're too far in the deep. Hallelujah. You're too far in the deep now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's doing a new thing. Come on. He's not doing the surface stuff no more. He's doing a new thing. Why? Because his word says, hallelujah, his word says, and it shall spring forth. It shall spring forth. Hallelujah. When you got my soul, love you. When you're walking in God and when you're resting in God, hallelujah, you're trusting in God. He's doing a new thing. Hallelujah. Will he leave me? I'll follow. Come on, because he's doing a new thing. Hallelujah. He's doing a new thing. According to what the scripture said, behold, I will do a new thing. Hallelujah. And it shall do what? Spring forth. It shall what? Spring forth. Come on. And it shall spring forth. Come on. That situation can't hold you no more because you don't spring forth from that. Come on here. The enemy can't bob out your mind no more. Why? Because you have been renewed through the word of God. And you shall spring forth. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's like a flower. Amen. It starts out with a little tiny bud. Praise our God. And as the time go on, that bud open up. Come on. And as the time go on, it start from a little bud to coming out. It's coming out. And all of a sudden, it just blossom. It just spring out. Come on here. That's how God's going to do you. Amen. God's going to bring you out of that situation. God has brought you out of that situation. Now it's time for you to spring forth in your praises. It's time for you to spring forth in reading his word. It's time for you to spring forth. Hallelujah. Everything has a season. Everything has a season. According to Ecclesiastes, everything has a season. There's a time for this. There's a time for that. There's a time to be born. There's a time to pluck. There's a time to pluck up. There's a time to die. But guess what? This is your time to do what? Spring forth. Because he's doing a new thing. We're in you. Come on here. Through you and with you. Come on. Somebody spring forth this morning. Come on here. Let the devil know the yoke has been destroyed. The burden has been lifted. And I shall what? Spring forth. Come on here. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I will not walk in fear. Come on. I will not walk in fear. Hallelujah. I will not walk in doubt. I will not walk in unbelief. I will not walk into my own flesh because I killed it. Because I shall what? Spring forth. Hallelujah. I shall spring forth. Hallelujah. My kids, my children, male or female, they shall spring forth. My grandchildren shall spring forth. Come on here. Hallelujah. Because there will no weapon that form against us shall prosper. We shall spring forth. This is the time for you to spring forth. Come on. This is the time for you to come up, come out, come across, and come over and do what the word said. He's doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're too far in the deep now. You're too far in the deep now. You done killed that flesh. You're too far in the deep. Now it's time for you to what? Spring forth. Come on here. It's time for me to spring forth. I don't know if you can do it. I don't know if you're able to do it. Hallelujah. If you ain't able to do it, you sit down. Just spring forth. Come on, if you can spring forth, jump up and spring forth. Let the enemy know you can't hold me fast. Why? Because. because the burden has been lifted and the yoke of you has been destroyed. And it's time for me to do what? Spring forth. I shall spring forth. I'm too far in the deep now. I'm too far gone. Hallelujah. It's going to get close for me to open up these lines. That's why I got to say, and you shall what? Spring forth. And you shall spring forth. And you shall spring forth. When you spring forth, you don't spring back to the same place that you were in. That's why the yoke been lifted. That's why the burden's been destroyed. It was at the cross where I first saw the light. And the burdens, there we go, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. Come on. It was there by faith that I would receive my sight. And right now, I am happy all the day. Come on. Why? Because the burden's been lifted. The burden's been destroyed. And now he's doing what? A new thing within who? You. He's doing a new thing within you. Come on here. You're no more longer entangled with the old. You're no more entangled with that yoke of bondage. Come on here. You got power. You got authority in you, which is the word of God, to do what? Walk therein. To do what? To speak and decree and declare into the atmosphere. So now you don't have no other choice. I don't have no other choice but to do what? Spring forth. Come through. Come out. Come on here. Because why? We don't have no more burdens. We don't have no more yoke about us. Come on. And you can do what? Spring forth. Spring. Spring forth. It's time for you to spring forth in the spirit realm. It's time for you to spring forth. It's time for you to come out. It's time for you to come over. It's time for you to come across. Come on. Hallelujah. Yes, we're going to go through some things. Yes, we're going to be faced with some situations. But guess what? You got the power in you to spring forth. You got the power in you to spring out of that. You got the power in you to change the environment. Come on. Hallelujah. Satan has no authority over the believers. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. Satan has no authority over the believers. We got to spring forth. We got to spring forth into the things that God have already. Oh, my God. When I say spring forth, oh, my goodness, take me back. When he told Peter, he said, Simon, come on. Hallelujah. They said, Master, we toiled all night long. We toiled all night long. Come on. And we haven't caught nothing. But nevertheless, at thy word, I'm going to spring forth. He said, lunch further out into the deep and let down your net for a drop. Come on here. You got to spring forth a little further. Come on. Hallelujah. I pray that this is blessing somebody this morning. You got to spring forth. Why? Because you have no yoke. You have no burden on you. Hallelujah. And he's doing what? A new thing. Again, you're not going to be understood. You're not going to be liked. You're not going to be spoken well of because he's doing a new thing in you. Come on. Hallelujah. The enemy, and what he's doing is, when people begin to talk negative about you, what he's doing is, he is getting what? He's giving you, he's building your own platform. You ain't got to build it. He's putting you on, giving you free advertisement. Come on here. When he begin to say things that is not true about you, come on. Hallelujah. Why? Because God has what? Begun to do a work in you, and he begin to do a new thing. All right, come on. All that stuff don't pass away. Now, he's doing a new thing. Hallelujah. He's doing a new thing. And it's going to do what? Spring forth. And people are going to see. People are going to know. Hallelujah. He been with God. She been with God. And he's doing what? A new thing. And it shall what? Spring forth. Woo. It shall spring forth. This is the time you got to spring forth. This is the time where the enemy think he got you. This is a time where the enemy think he's coming in. Like the walls are closing. He's coming in. He's letting everything come at you. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. But guess what? Greater. He's that in you than he that's in the world. And guess what? You're getting ready to spring forth. You're getting ready to launch out of that thing. Come on. Because you're out into the deep. You're out into the deep now. I'm out into the deep now. And the enemy cannot do what? He can't harm me. Because God have allowed me to do what? Spring forth. And he what? Did a new thing within me. He's doing a new thing within you. Come on. Hallelujah. This morning, I want you to know this. I want you to know this. Praise God. You are more than a conqueror. I want you to know this. You are what God says you are. And you can do what God says you can do. He said, because why? He did a new thing within you. He did a new thing within you. Come on. My time is coming down to open up these phone lines. And I'm telling you, you will spring forth. You will spring forth out of every circumstance, every situation that the enemy is trying to bring on. You will spring forth out of it. Thank you, prophets. The prayer line is open. Eric code 321. 632-1000. I'm telling you, it's going to be open for you in a few minutes. Come on. Call in. Hallelujah. And I want you to spring forth. I want you to spring forth. I want you to lunge out into the deep. I want you to come over those things. Why? Because God, that's it, Evangelist Mark. God has did a new thing in you. And it's time for you to what? Spring forth. He said, behold, I will do a new thing within you. I will do it. Nobody else. He didn't send nobody else to do it. He said he will do a new thing within you. And then it shall spring forth. Everybody going to know it. Bless you, Stacy. God bless you. God, yes. God bless you. Hallelujah. It shall spring forth. The lines are open. 632-1000. Amen. Who will be the first to call in? Amen. You want to call in for salvation? Come on. We'll take you right through the sinner's prayer. Come on, and let you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior so you can spring forth. Amen. You want to call in and say, Apostle, I just want you to pray with me and touch and agree with me on things so you can spring forth. Come on. Hallelujah. I believe God can, and I believe God will do it. The lines are open this Friday morning right here. 632. Hallelujah. 632-1000. Again, Erica 321-632-1000. Come on. Come on, the line is right on the screen for you. Those of you that can see it, call in and watch God do what? Allow you to what? Spring forth. Because the burdens of your heart has rolled away. The yoke has been destroyed. You have no more bondage. You have nothing that's holding you. You have no other choice but to spring forth. Come on here. Hallelujah. When I'm saying spring forth, I'm reminded of when Peter and John was on their way into the temple. Amen. At the ninth hour of prayer. Praise God. And the man that sit there by the gate, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, sit there by the gate begging alms, looking for alms of those that went in. Praise God. Calling you on the prayer line this morning. Spring forth.
Praise the Lord. I need to spring forth.
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this caller that's calling in right now, Father. We thank you that everything that has been lifted off of her, everything that has been trying to hold her fast, Father, and keep her from springing forth in you, we thank you now, Father God, that you give her the strength as you send your word to spring forth, because you're going to do a new thing and cause her to spring forth in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
I believe it's done, caller. What about you?
I believe it's done.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Bless your
God
heart. Bless you. Thank you. Yes, this is what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Come on, the lines are open. The lines are opening. I'm here. I'm here waiting for your call. Again, as I was saying, hallelujah. When the man went in, Peter and John went up to the ninth hour for prayer at the temple. Praise God. And he looked up on him. Peter and John said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. And hallelujah, the Bible says, reached out, took the man up by the hand, and the Bible says, he leaped. He leaped. What? He leaped up. Hallelujah. So he sprang forth and got his healing. This is what I'm talking about. The Bible says, he leaped up. He sprang up and went into the temple, leaping, jumping, and praising God. Somebody that never walked. Somebody done. So don't let nobody tell you you got to crawl before you walk. Come on. You got to spring forth. As the caller have called in and said, she need to spring forth. Hallelujah. We believe it's done. Do you believe it's done today? If you believe it, come on. Again, the lines are open, right? Just for you. Hallelujah. On this Friday morning, we're here. Amen. Right here live in the studio, ready to take your call. Ready to take your call. Amen. And we'll pray with you and pray for you that God would give you strength to spring forth and spring out of the situations that you're in. The enemy has tried to say it wasn't going to work. The enemy is trying to say the burden is upon you, but God has tucked your burdens away. Hallelujah. He has tucked your burdens away, and he has destroyed the yoke of the bondage of the enemy that try to hold you fast. Come on, my brother. Come on, my sister. You may be driving. You may be listening to me sitting in the hotel. You may be listening to me sitting in your home, in your den, or in your bedroom, or sitting in your car. Hallelujah. And it's time for you to spring forth. It's time for you to come forth. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to do a new thing. Hallelujah. Preacher, you're listening to me. Hallelujah. It's time for you to spring forth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God's getting ready to do a new thing within you. Hallelujah. And you must allow him to do it. Praise God. I believe he's getting ready to do it. I believe he's doing it right now. No matter what you're in, no matter what it looks like, God is doing it within you right now. Come on, somebody. I believe it's done. Hallelujah. I believe he can do it. I'm not walking by what I think. I'm walking by what I know. Come on. I'm walking by what I know. God can do it. The enemy wants to keep you down. The enemy wants to keep you in that situation. But oh, guess what? Hallelujah. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. Hallelujah. You got to come out of depression. He will do a new thing. Hallelujah. You have to come out of that bed of sickness. Hallelujah. He will heal you. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. You got to come out of that den of sin. He will deliver you and he will set you free. He will save you. Hallelujah. And make you whole again. And he will do what? A new thing within who? You. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He'll change your way of thinking. He'll change your way of talking. He'll change your way of walking. It sounds like he's doing a new thing within you. Come on. He'll give you new surroundings. Yes, he will. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you go through things, but you have peace. You have the peace of God. Hallelujah. He's doing a new thing within you. Hallelujah. Let him do it. What you say about it? Again, the phone lines are open. You got time. The phone lines are open. Come on. Caller. Come on. Pick up that phone. Call in for prayer. Come on. Pick up that phone. Hallelujah. Say, it's me. Hallelujah. Standing in need of prayer. I want God to do a new thing in me. Hallelujah. I want God to live in me. I want God to reign in me. Come on. I make a conscious decision that I turn my back on sin. Hallelujah. And I want to spring forth in the things of God. Come on. Some of you, hallelujah, you may be listening to me and you may be a backslider. You may just tune into the radio broadcast. You had just stumbled across this station, these stations. Come on. And you may be a backslider. You could come on home too. Hallelujah. Because he's married to the backslider. He said he's married to the backslider. Come on home. Hallelujah. And watch God. Watch God allow you to do what? A new thing in you. Watch God do what? Allow you to what? Spring forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to do it. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. A lot of people say, well, call you on the prayer line.
Yes. Spring forth.
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this caller right now. That's calling in and confessing to spring forth in you, Father. We thank you now, God, that her surroundings, everything that's trying to come around, surround her, Father God. I thank you that she spring forth in the things of you, Father. As you told Simon Peter to launch her further out into the deep and let down his net for a drought, Father. And he did, God, follow the instruction. And now, God, we thank you that it's done right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. And amen.
God bless you. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about springing forth in God. Springing forth in him. Not in the situation. Not letting the situation dictate to you. Not letting the situation overtake you. But springing forth out of that circumstance. Springing forth out of those things that the enemy, the yoke and the bondage that he's trying to keep you fast and tied up in. Because God is getting ready to do a new thing within you. Come on. Hallelujah. We still got time for callers. We still got time for callers. Make up your mind. Pick up that phone. Pick up that phone. It's right there. Pick it up. Come on here. Dial this number. Error code 321-632-1000. Dial it right now. And spring forth. Spring forth out of that situation. That yoke has been destroyed. That yoke has been destroyed. That burden has been lifted. Come on. Spring forth and walk into the newness of God. Hallelujah. I believe God. What you say about it? Join in with the apostle. Join in with the apostle in his faith. And I'll join in with you with your faith. Come on here. Hallelujah. Because it was at the cross. At the cross. Where we first saw the light. And the burdens, here we go again. And the burdens of our heart rolled away. It was there by faith. I received my sight. And right now, I'm happy all the day. Why? Because it began to do a new thing in us when we did that. He began to do a new thing within you. He's doing a new thing within you. Come on. You're going to be misunderstood. Calling you on the prayer line this morning. Come on.
I'm springing forth.
Yes, but I love. I'm Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the strength right now.
Glory.
In the name of Jesus, for this caller that's walking and springing forth in you right now. Father, we thank you. That is done because she believed your word, Father, and she walked in you. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Spring forward in the things of God. God bless you, brothers. Hallelujah. Caller, I'm telling you, this is what I'm talking about. You got to spring forward. You got to spring forth out of that situation. Don't let that situation dictate to you. Don't let that situation captivate you. Why? Because the burden's already, hallelujah, been lifted, and the yoke of that thing has been destroyed, and you shall spring forth out of it. Behold, I'll do a new thing, according to what we read in the scripture. I'll do a new thing within you. Within you. Come on here. Ain't nobody got to prove it. God is already. Ain't nobody got to put their stamp approval on it. Ain't nobody got to seal it. He's doing it what? A new thing, and you shall spring forth. Oh, my God. You shall spring forth. Hallelujah. Come on, callers. We got a few more minutes that you'll be able to call in. We'll be able to touch and agree with you on this Friday morning. It's been a privilege and an honor. I enjoy what I do because guess what? I enjoy what I do. If you see me on here, I enjoy this. This is a part of my life. If you see me at the ministry, I enjoy what I do. It ain't a strain. Hallelujah. Because I'm springing forth, and you can spring forth just like this. Come on. Make up your mind. Send a man. Send a boy. Send a girl. Come on. You listen to me on these radio stations that you have heard me on. Hallelujah. Monday through Friday. Monday and Friday. Come on. It's time for you to spring forth. It's time for you to come up, come out, come across, and watch God do it. Amen. Hallelujah. This is your weekend to do what? Spring forth. This is your weekend what? To allow something. Hallelujah. The yoke, the burden to be lifted and destroyed right now. And he wants to do what? A new thing within you. Within you. Walk in it. Walk in it. Callers, we got 2 minutes. The engineer has came and told me that we have 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Caller, you got 2 minutes to reach out. 2 minutes. Error code 321-632-1000 and spring forth. Hallelujah. Spring forth. Will you be out there? Is it, you got 2 minutes. Is there two more? Is there two more? Maybe be three more within this time. 2 minutes that we have. You can spring forth out of that circumstance, out of that situation you're in today. Hallelujah. Touch and agree with you. Touch and agree with you. You got 2 minutes. Pastor, I want you to pray with me as I spring forth, as you do a new thing in me. I pray your strength as you do a new thing in you. Come on. Hallelujah. You have 2 minutes. 2 minutes left. 2 minutes left to do this. 2 minutes to call in. Because guess what? My time is begun. It's come and gone. But I have to do what? I have to offer you Jesus again. If you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, you're just tuning in to the radio broadcast, Cypress audience. If you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, all you got to do is what? Confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. Come on here. That's all. 1 minute. 1 minute, call us. 1 minute. And all you got to do is confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. The yoke has been lifted. The burdens have been destroyed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The yoke has been destroyed. The burdens have been lifted. Come on. And now he's getting ready to do what? A new thing within you. Come on. Walk in it. Talk in it. Believe it. Come on here. Stretch out on it. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise our God. My time is coming close. Praise God. I'd love to see you in this revival this week, starting on Sunday night. Sunday night this week coming up. I'd love to see you in the revival. You don't want to miss this revival. Come on. Again, it would be at 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Praise God, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. I'm looking to see you, you and you, those that can be there. Come on, catch a ride with somebody. If you ain't got a ride, catch a ride. Call somebody. Caller, that's it for this week. This is for the day. That's it for the callers. Amen. Hallelujah. Catch a ride with somebody. Meet us there. And watch God. Listen, and we want to also want you to be praying for the bereaved family and the passing of John Davis, Pastor John Davis. Amen. He was a choir director, perhaps came to your church and helped you with your choirs, or you've been in some of his workshops. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to be in prayer for the Davis family, his family, and church family. Be in prayer. I don't have any information on him as of yet, but I'm quite sure you see it on Facebook or whatever have you. Praise God. If it's there, post it up. But we want to send out our condolence and our prayers to Davis family, John Davis family, Pastor John Davis. Amen. Again, he was all around here. He did work here in Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville. Amen. He came and did workshop with choirs. So we want to keep this family in prayer right now as they go through this difficult time. Amen. And we want to help them be able to spring forth, amen, into the things of God. I have 2 minutes left. Now I have 2 minutes left. My minutes left. Guess what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to spring forth out of here. I'm going to have to spring forth out of here. Come on. Hallelujah. Because if I see, that's the same way. When the burden has been lifted and the yoke has been destroyed, come on. Hallelujah. You have to spring forth out of that situation. So I got to spring forth out of this radio station. Listen, it's been a privilege and an honor. It's been so great from being with all. Thank all of you all that's on Cypress Audience. Come on, Stacy, God bless you again. Look to see you in the services sometime. God bless you. Sister Catherine, bless you. Let's see what I can call out right quick. Thank you for being there. God bless you. Evangelist Patty Harvey, God bless you. Prophetess Dallas, bless you. Evangelist Morrow, bless you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Darby, God bless you. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. And 1 minute left. I gotta get up out of here, y'all. I gotta spring for it. Sister Nell, God bless you. Come on. Hallelujah. Sister Arlene, bless your heart. Thank you. Listen. Oh, Co-Pastor Scott, come on, bless you. Eunice Freeman, God bless you. Hey, listen. We gotta go. The time is coming, go. Meet me there. Join me today. Again, 12 o'clock. We will be at the church at prayer. 12 o'clock. Those of you that can, join us there. Amen. Our time is coming, gone. I will see you in the move of God. Again, Co-Pastor Scott, God bless you and your family. Pastor Scott and the church family, God bless you. Bell, thank you for being on with us. Oh, bless your heart. Tell you what, join me Monday morning. Again, same station, same time, location, right here on your what? AM. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.